From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush said today he will order the creation of a special commission to look into intelligence reports prior to the invasion of Iraq. The announcement was a reversal for the White House. It came on a day when the president had lunch with former U.S. weapons inspector David Kay. Last week, Kay said he believed the pre-war intelligence got it wrong and that there were likely no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Ever since David Kay delivered his blunt assessment of flawed intelligence on Iraq, questions about the Bush administration's case for war have been asked and asked again through news cycle after news cycle for more than a week now. Dr. Kay said U.S. credibility and the ability to address future threats to the nation depended on an independent investigation. Democrats echoed that call, as did some prominent Republicans, but the president resisted, saying he wanted the facts, but that weapons inspectors hadn't finished their work yet. Over the weekend, though, pressure continued to build, and this morning, on a day when a new CNN Gallup poll came out, putting Mr. Bush's overall job approval rating below 50% for the first time, the president told reporters that he now supports an investigation. Speaking in the cabinet room, he did say that the search for weapons will continue.
But we also want to look at our war against proliferation and weapons of mass destruction kind of in a broader context. And so I'm putting together an independent bipartisan commission to analyze where we stand, what we can do better as we fight this war against terror.
What we don't know yet is what this commission will look like or who will be on it. A formal White House announcement will come sometime this week. The president says it will be independent, but he also implied that he would be naming the members and that the administration will spell out its mandate. Mr. Bush says its work will go beyond the question of whether or not Iraq had the weapons that the president claimed. It will also look into intelligence gaps regarding nuclear and arms proliferation in Iran and North Korea and other nations. The reaction in Congress was generally positive but guarded. Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle welcomed the news, but he also cautioned that the Congress should be involved in the creation of the panel, as was the case with the commission investigating the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Daschle said the president can't be calling all the shots if the commission is to be viewed credibly.
Clearly, we can't have the president or anybody else dictating how that commission is going to work and the nominees who will be involved. I think that it's very important that everything be on the table and that these commissioners have the credibility and the standing of independence in order to do their jobs correctly.
Through all of this, the White House continues to say it did the right thing in going to war in Iraq. Spokesman Scott McClellan also said the call for a commission is not an acknowledgement that pre-war intelligence on weapons was wrong.
Keep in mind that right off the bat that the intelligence was shared by agencies around the world, it was shared by the United Nations. There was a lot we knew about Saddam Hussein, there was a lot we knew about his history. And given what we knew, and given the facts of September 11th, we could not afford to rely on his good intentions.
McClellan also says the president continues to have great confidence in CIA Director George Tenet and in those working at intelligence agencies. That prompted this reaction on the Senate floor today from Democrat Bob Graham, a former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
How can he have great confidence in our intelligence community after it has been proven completely wrong on the threat posed by Iraq?
Also prompting questions is the timeline for the commission to complete its work. Its deadline will likely be sometime in 2005, after this year's election. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.